Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. A lot to talk about in the high school sports spotlight on this Wednesday with Mercer County senior Tori Spear. Before we talk about cross country, we're going to talk about all the other activities she's involved in. 4-H, it's National 4-H Week. Happy National 4-H Week. We were talking a little bit off the air. Relay to our listeners, do you remember your very first 4-H project?
Yes, I do. I was a clover bud, and we got to pick a few projects, and one of them was a first aid kit, and I put together a first aid kit, and we went up to the judge, and I went through it, and I got a ribbon, and I was very proud of myself.
Do you remember how old you were then?
I was 8 years old.
All right. Now, so you go through the years. I know you've received some superior rankings, things of that nature. Does any 4-H project that you've done over the past 10 years or so really stand out and you say, man, Tori Spear got this one right? Is there a certain thing that you've been most proud of?
Yes. I really, really like to do woodworking projects with my dad, and I did a pallet table, and we tore apart some old seed pallets, and I refinished it and put it together, and it was just a really exciting project, and I did go to state fair for it, and I was just really proud of myself. It's one of my favorite projects.
Now, is that the same dad that yells at you on the cross country course? Har, har, har. I'm just kidding.
Yes, yes. I always talk about that with my dad. It's just, he always yells at me, but, you know, it really gets me going and helps me speed up in the race.
It's called constructive criticism. This is me speaking as a parent with my children. It's not yelling. You're involved in the family farm and the family business, which is Spear Funeral Home. So, busy person, but involved in both those endeavors. Explain that.
Yeah, I am a very busy kid with both of those things and sports included, especially over the summer. I run in the morning and I go home and help my dad during the day, and I help my mom whenever she needs it, and, you know, just really busy, but I really enjoy it and wouldn't have any other way.
All right, and agronomy sciences at college, why is that?
You know, when I was a kid, I thought about going to the business like my mom, but, you know, as I got older, I realized I really had an interest in agriculture, and I really like studying crops and soils, and it's just something that I want to do.
Awesome. And you're going to, your sister, I forget, is in one part of Missouri. You're going to another part, right?
Yeah, she's in Northeast Missouri at Truman, and I'm going to Northwest Missouri State in Maryville, Missouri.
All right. Well, so 4-H involved in that. Officer position in FFA. Why are things like that so important, you think?
I think it's important because it really gives me leadership skills, and being vice president of FFA, I have a lot of leadership skills there and responsibility, and I just think it's a really good thing for, like, other kids to do.
All right, and your 4-H club? Little chance to talk them up today.
Okay, so I'm in Hamlet Handy Helpers 4-H Club. And
I think the names of 4-H clubs are so great, and this is a great name.
Yeah.
Hamlet Handy
Helpers.
Yeah, awesome. Three
yeah.
H's
and
involved in 4-H at school.
We're a club that has a lot of younger kids, but we still like to do a lot of service projects. For example, this past year we raised money for veteran honor markers out at Hamlet Cemetery. And the whole club went out there and marked the graves where they needed them. And we got the money raised, and we used the money for that. And we're also doing Sugar Grove Cemetery this weekend.
And then also in conjunction with that, 4-H Teen Federation. Now, what does that involve?
It's a group of kids from each club, like two or three kids from each club. And we're in federation, and we just kind of make the decisions for the county and, like, for our big fundraisers, like the 4-H barbecue and the 4-H soup supper. And we also do a lot of other service projects, but we just kind of make decisions for the whole county.
All right. So that's a lot with 4-H. So officer position for FFA. So you would be a second generation, maybe a third or fourth, third generation FFA officer? Because I know your dad was involved probably at FFA, right?
Yeah,
here at,
he was.
Former Alito High School, and maybe granddad, too?
Maybe, yeah. And
you're vice president, right?
Yes. And for my 4-H club, I've been president for 3 years, I think it was. I was secretary last year, hoping to be president again this year, and I was just newly elected president of 4-H Teen Federation.
Awesome. So, and then a very strong FFA chapter at Mercer County, and when I went to the annual banquet last year, I was impressed with the amount of people that attend that event. Why is the tradition, you think, so strong with FFA in this school district?
I think part of it is because we're a big agriculture area here, and FFA is just one of those things that everyone supports it, and it's just a great thing to have in the community.
All right, a couple of things I want you to talk about in conjunction with FFA. 10-gallon challenge, I saw the video on that. Explain what that was all about.
Yeah, it's actually like a national thing that's going on, but what you do, you can either donate 10 gallons of milk, or we donated 20 half-gallons of milk to the food pantry to help local families. And each chapter, like, challenges another chapter. Like, I know we challenged a lot of the chapters in Section 4 and, like, other ones. And I know the National Officer Team has done it, too.
All right. I know you weren't involved with this year, you told me off the air, okay? But you have been involved before. And I saw something about fantasy farming.
Yes. Right?
And I'm terrible. When I've played fantasy football, I've been terrible at that. So I assume I'd be terrible at fantasy farming. Can you explain to our listeners and me and everyone else out there, what does fantasy farming involve? And Mercer County won, you said, the yield portion of that?
Yeah, we won the yield portion of it. What it is a competition between, I think, maybe 15 other schools around in the area, and it's down at Monsanto, which is now Bayer. But you can pick what hybrid you want to use, how much nitrogen you want to put on, herbicide and whatnot. And at the end, when they harvest it, they calculate the yield and, like, the money that you make, and you can win for that. And you also win money for whoever wins which portion.
So you actually start out then with the planting season, picking the variety and picking what you want to apply. And then when the harvest season comes around, that portion of what Mercer County did, for example, when they harvest that, that's how the winner is determined.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yes.
That's fantasy farming.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. All right. So let's transition now to cross country. You've been involved in that all 4 years of high school. Why cross country for a kid like you?
Well, actually, my seventh grade year, I started running with the high school over the summer because my sister wanted me to do it. And I didn't want to do it, but I started doing it, and I really fell in love with it. And it's just my favorite sport, and you put in a lot of work, and I've been doing it for a really long time.
So how are you approaching here the final couple of weeks of the season? I know you've ran. I know Amboy, the big invite with 40-some-odd teams, was this past week, Columbus Day. I think you have do you guys do the Peoria Heights Patriot?
Yeah, that's actually this weekend. And it's one of our favorite courses because it's the
state course.
It's the state course, yeah, and it's the flattest course, and everyone usually runs a PR on that. And last year it was actually like a mud race because it was so muddy, and it rained during the race, and it might look like it's going to be like that this weekend too. But, you know, being a senior, it's really exciting to look past in my past years and just see all the progress that I made.
All right. So we've talked about 4-H, right? We talked about FFA. We talked about cross country. Talked about working on the family farm. Talked about working in the family funeral home. And then the other part of this is student. So I assume that kind of takes care of itself, but that's probably top priority.
Yeah, it is. You know, my course load this year for school, isn't really that hard, but I am taking an AP class. But I always make sure, you know, after practice to go home and get my homework done, and that's always a priority for me.
All right. Well, we've talked about a lot. Appreciate it, and enjoy the rest of your senior year.
Well, thank you.
Great to talk with Tori Spear, Hamlet Handy Helpers, also the vice president of the Mercer County FFA chapter and student athlete down at Mercer County High School. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.